Unsustainable use of land around the world is threatening to degrade millions of hectares of natural land, nearly the size of Brazil, according to a new United Nations report. The report by the UN Environment Program, UNEP, titled Assessing Global Land Use, Balancing Consumption with Sustainable Supply, was produced by the International Resource Panel. The panel is a consortium of 27 internationally renowned resource scientists, 33 national governments and other groups, hosted by UNEP. I am Leda Letra, and to find out more about the report, I interviewed UNEP Executive Director Achim Steiner on the line to Davos, Switzerland, where he's attending the World Economic Forum.
UNEP has, for a number of years, established an international resources panel, which is composed of leading scientists and is chaired by Ashok Khosla from India and Ernst-Ulrich von Weizsäcker from Germany and many leading scientists who are essentially examining the question of resource consumption on the planet. Tomorrow, they will be releasing a report in a series of reports that have looked at metals and minerals, at decoupling economic growth from resource consumption. And this one in particular will look at the ever-growing threat that we have to food security, which is the loss of land, loss of arable land that we are facing in the world today.
What is the message that UNEP wants the world leaders to get there in Davos, especially because you launched this week an inquiry into policy options for guiding the global financial system to invest in the transition to a green economy, right?
Correct. And the reason why we are putting out these reports is that UNEP's mandate within the United Nations family is to keep the global environment under review, and therefore our role is to bring the latest science about what is happening to our planet. We did it 25 years ago with the ozone-depleting substances, later with CO2 and climate change, which led to the IPCC. And increasingly, we are facing a resource-constrained world with population growth and increasing consumption footprints. And in Rio in 2012, governments also looked at the issue of a transition towards a green economy and what kind of tools would help countries and economies to make development feasible in the future, because we are, for instance, in the area of agriculture and land increasingly hitting a point where we have diminishing returns on an ever-expanding agricultural production area. We are also destroying lands, losing soil fertility, facing also the challenge of water resources. And therefore, on the one hand, the release of the report on land is about the facts and the signs of what is happening on the planet, and the necessity to try and redesign our economies, and the initiative on moving towards a more sustainable financial system in a green economy is also asking the question, how will we finance these changes? How can both public, but in particular private finance, play a significant role in the kinds of investments we will need in new technologies, in more efficient resource management? So it is part of the overall work that UNEP, with many other partners in the UN family and beyond, are putting to governments in terms of options for moving towards a green economy, less resource intensive, more efficient, and therefore enabling soon 10 billion people to still be able to feed themselves, to provide themselves with energy on the planet without some of the heavy costs that we know have arisen today.
Any other highlights that you'd like to give us about what's going on there in Davos, Mr. Steiner?
Well, I think this year in particular, the Secretary General had requested Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum to put a particular emphasis on the question of climate change. As you know, the Secretary General is convening a climate leader summit in September. We are moving towards Lima in Peru and then Paris next year for another major effort to reach a climate agreement. And therefore, this week and particularly tomorrow in Davos, there will be many events around the issue of climate change, the role of the private sector. And for instance, today, the Secretary General and some of us together met with leaders from the financial sector to also look at how banks and institutional investors can commit, for example, to more financing becoming available through the issuing of green bonds and therefore mobilizing private capital in support of addressing the challenge of climate change. This is certainly going to be one of the big themes this year here, alongside the usual wide range of issues that the World Economic Forum puts, so to speak, on the menu of leaders in looking at what's happening to our economies and societies.